Welcome to the daily VFN radio highlights at VFNTV.com. Enjoy. Last thing I want to say as we move along this morning is, you know, it's time for us to fight for our country. Every year we get an opportunity to do what our founding fathers fought to give us. And they fought with guns to give us the right to fight with votes. That this is a representative government. And I encourage you to go back and listen to the original intent segments of on VFN Radio and the highlights to understand what was the original intent of our founding fathers. And we also talk about the original intent of the church, because the two things have been forgotten, it seems, in so many areas. But the original intent of the founding father was to give you, founding fathers who wrote the Constitution, the Declaration of Independence, and the amendments, and all was to give you a representative government that represents you, not a government that tells you what to do, but you tell the government what to do, and you vote people in to go represent you, which means you are responsible. We are responsible for who's leading this country, which, if God excuses ignorance, maybe mm-hmm. he wouldn't hold us accountable. But the truth is that God can individually hold us accountable for not going out and choosing who's going to be our school board leaders, who's going to be our county commissioners, city councils, governors, senators, congressmen, presidents, and all the different elected officials. These are elected officials that are sworn. They take an oath, Pat. Mm-hmm. And we talk about this. You can see it in the highlights or see it in the VFNTV blog. But they take an oath. They swear. They swear an oath that they will protect and defend the United States Constitution from enemies of the Constitution, mm-hmm. foreign and domestic. And we have a lot of enemies right now in America. They're enemies of the Constitution. They're domestic enemies. That's what it means. It's like if you had a domestic enemy in your home, that means there's one in your home. That's what that means. Mm-hmm. And so we have people that want to change the Constitution. They want to, and so we can vote. We can just switch that government out by voting in a new government. Mm-hmm. We can just, but we have to find out who it is. And so go to vote, and it's called Vote Wall Builders on the VFNTV blog, and find out. You can actually check. I think the numbers are maybe 22 million or something like that, say that the 33%, I don't have the numbers right here. I'll have to get the numbers later on, but a huge amount of Americans, maybe 33 million, think that they're registered to vote and they're not. Mm-hmm. Well, you can go there to the VFNTV blog and look for the Vote blog. You can just type in the search engine, Vote Wall Builders, and it'll come up. And you can just click on that, fill it out, and it lets you know whether you're registered or not. If you're not, you can go ahead and register. Mm-hmm. And then get involved in the primary elections, which is where everybody's running. Don't wait for people to narrow the menu down to two people. Get involved and find out who it is. And I encourage you to spend some time abiding with God before you do that. Hang out with God. I mean, our country weighs in the balance right now. It looks like God may be turning us over to ourselves, but we can prevent that by listening to Him and repenting. And so we can't just assume we know, be presumptuous and think we know what God's saying. We can spend time with Him. And if you don't know how to abide with God, how to hang out with Him and make it meaningful, a lot of people want to do this, but they don't have a plan. You can go to iabide.org, just like iPhone. iabide.org. That's what R.A. Dickey's holding up. He's holding up the baseball there. It says iabide.org. He's a Christian. He hangs out with God. But you can go there and request a simple free plan. They'll come immediately to you, be made available to you, and begin to spend some time with God before you pull the lever. Commit to pull the lever, which means register to vote. Read the platforms of the parties that you're actually joining. They actually have a platform. And if you go to on your highlights and go to Wall Builders, I believe it is, or Vote, I can't believe which particular highlight it is. It talks about in the original intent. It just explains some details that you're going to need to know as well. But just register, spend time with God, meet the candidates, and know. Don't look to your neighbor and go, "Oh, who are you voting for?" You got to make a decision yourself. If we do our best, we can trust God with the rest. Right?
That's right.
So I want to encourage you. There's primaries happening now all over America. You want to get involved as a Christian. We want to be able to advance the kingdom of God, which is in the hearts of men. So we got to talk to people to find out who they are, and talk to people that know them, and who is their fruit. What's their fruit like? What's their fruit in their life? So praise God. Wonderful, wonderful things. What an opportunity that we have in our country to be able to do what Egypt just said that they hadn't had for 7,000 years, is a chance to vote. You've just been listening to the highlights from the Daily VFN Radio program. Don't forget to share them with your friends. Find more and listen to the Daily VFN Radio program in its entirety at VFNTV.com or with the mobile VFN TV app on your mobile phone or device. That's VFNTV.com.